Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:14 on this Tuesday morning, the 79th anniversary of D-Day. We'll talk to Michael Bell over at the National World War II Museum later on, see what's planned there. This hour, we're talking to Rafael Goyeneche and then Joe Geruso about crime. We'll also talk to Joe Geruso about garbage pickup. And I want you all to text me if you can at 504-260-1870. And let me know what the deal is with trash pickup, because I've not heard a lot lately about garbage collection in Orleans Parish, and I was just wondering how that was progressing. Rafael Goyeneche, President of Metropolitan Crime Commission, good morning, and thank you for taking the time with us.
Well, sure, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. So the city tops 100 murders, I don't know, as of this morning where we're at. Do you?
Well, as of yesterday, we've had 113 homicides, of which 105 of those have been either first degree, second degree, or manslaughter.
Wow.
So that's less than we had at this point in time last year, but much greater than it was just a few years ago when we had a more fully staffed police department.
Did you see the article in The Atlantic by Jeff Asher?
No, I did not.
He was talking about, we won't talk a lot about it because you haven't seen it, but he was talking about a national trend downward in 90 cities for murder, and he's saying he doesn't know if it's an anomaly, if it'll catch up in the second part of the year. He talks about some different reasons for it, maybe COVID, maybe more police, maybe federal programs. I just wonder, Rafael, how we track with the rest of the nation.
I'm not really following what's happening nationwide. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at what's happening here.
Yeah,
and we've talked about that previously when I've been on your show. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that's fueling our shooting and homicide numbers is the fact that we have a culture that has emerged over the last couple of years where young offenders, and I'm not just talking about juvenile delinquent, I'm talking about, you know, anywhere from 15 to 21-year-olds that are engaged in a culture in which violence, shootings, and homicides are a status symbol. It is, they're doing that not to commit armed robberies and carjackings. They're doing it to impose their will and achieve status in their social circles. So not only are they shooting videos of themselves with firepower that was unimaginable even a few years ago, but they're taking credit for some of the shootings and homicides that have been in the headlines over the last several months.
That to me seems cultural and more problematic than something that's drug-related or crime-related.
Right, right. So, you know, it makes it exceedingly difficult for the police department to be able to get in front of this curve. That's why it's so critically important for the police department to quickly identify who the perpetrators are, because every day that goes by, every week that goes by in which someone that either shot or murdered somebody goes unarrested means that they're out in the streets to continue to prey upon the public, or they become the victim of retaliatory street justice.
This story at NOLA.com, Missy Wilkinson's story from June 4th, more than 70 murders, about two-thirds, have yet to be solved. Does that mean that the police don't know who they're looking for, or they could and just haven't arrested them yet?
Well, so there's a difference between knowing who did it and being able to prove who did it. So the police department may have a suspect. They may believe they know who has done it, but they need to achieve the legal standard to effectuate the arrest, which is probable cause. And, of course, their objective is not just probable cause, but to, if they're going to make the arrest, they want to be able to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. So the fact that, according to Missy Wilkinson, 70% are unsolved means that it doesn't necessarily mean the police don't know who did it. They're still trying to assemble the evidence that's necessary to arrest and convict.
What can you glean from the fact that, and I'm quoting from the same article here, Little Woods, about 14% of the victims there, 8% Central City, 7% Seventh Ward, 6% in Treme, Mid-City for about 5%, but that was due to a shootout on Bank Street that killed three people. Does that mean anything, Raphael? Statistical? Go ahead, tell me.
So what that means is that the crime problem in this city is not equally dispersed all over the entire city. You have hot spots in each district, and the most problematic districts are going to be the 7th District, the 1st District, and the 6th District. So within those three districts, you're looking at over 50% of the violent crime being perpetrated in those three districts. And again, the violent crime problem is not dispersed between the entire boundaries of those districts. They're pockets within the neighborhoods of certain portions of those districts. So that makes it more manageable for the police department to devise some strategies and apply proactive resources to go in and target those hotspots. Because if we can reduce violent crime in those three districts by 50%, then we're reducing violent crime in the city by 25%.
Let me pick it up there when we come back, because it seems like we keep distilling, right? And we keep funneling down, and it would think like it would seem to me that a targeted approach could be effectuated, like you're saying, and that could, in a way, it wouldn't take that long to fix the problem, but I'm probably presuming some things there that are not true, and you can clear it up when we come back. Raphael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. I guess what I'm saying is, if it's X amount of people that are causing the problem, and then we winnow it down to in this area and in the neighborhood in this area, you would think that maybe with the application of resources, something could be done a little bit more quickly. But then again, maybe not. We'll find out when we come back. It's 8:21, time for traffic now, WWL. 8:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Raphael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. New Orleans up to 100. How many did you say, Raphael, as of last night?
As of June the 4th, we've had a total of 105 murders, which means first degree, second degree, or manslaughter, of which 89% of them were by shooting.
So if we continue to distill down, right, so we know it's X amount of the population that's causing this, and then we know it's, where are the numbers there, 14% killed in Little Woods, and then we winnow that down to a neighborhood in Little Woods, and it would seem like maybe it wouldn't take that much to figure out who was doing this. I know that's a gross oversimplification and probably not accurate.
No, so that's what the police are doing.
Okay.
So, again, the distinction between knowing who did it and proving who did it is the difference between arresting and not arresting. And if you don't arrest, that means they're still out there, still doing what they did. If it was a non-fatal shooting, they're going to make another attempt at their target. Or if it was a fatal shooting or even a non-fatal shooting and they're still on the streets, the victims and their associates are going to retaliate against the shooters. And that fuels the violent crime rate that we see and we've been struggling with for the past 3 years.
So the police know who's doing it. Arresting them and proving it is a different thing. What's the gap between their chasm? What's causing that?
Well, okay, so you need to be able to essentially have a cooperating witness or victims, or you need technology to prove it. So, you know, perfect example is the Mandina shooting. So you had video of the person walking on the street shortly after the shooting. That was the person of interest that was publicized on television. By the time they put that on television, they pretty much knew that that was the perpetrator. They were looking for the identity. So a few 10 days later, he was arrested by the Marshals Service in Houston. And for them to arrest him in Houston, that meant that the police department had to get an arrest warrant. So they were quickly able to link him to the Mandidi shooting. So that shooting was two young people that gunned down the waiter as he walked outside and sprayed the restaurant, injuring a tourist that was in there eating. They arrest him in Houston, and they link him to a homicide of a 15-year-old in Houston. Mm-hmm. They get a search warrant for the apartment he was staying in. They recover the weapon that is a ballistics match with the shooting at Mandina's. It was a ballistics match with the murder that he perpetrated in Houston of the 15-year-old, and it's been linked to other crimes of violence going back to 2019. So some of the ways to prove all of this is to use technology like ballistics testing, matching the weapons and the recovered shell casings from unsolved crimes and linking them to offenders and weapons, and that's the way that the police department, one of the tools available to the police department to solve some of these crimes.
And you can have 2,000 policemen or policewomen, police officers, but if you do and you don't have either witnesses that are coming forward or some kind of video evidence or whatever, you're still not getting anybody
exactly.
off the street, are you?
Exactly.
Thank you, Raphael.
Yeah, so- Okay, anytime.
Appreciate
Thank
your time. You. All right, Raphael Goinetche, President of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. I think that often gets lost in this whole equation. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Joe Geruso about garbage crime and more in Orleans Parish. Tommy Tucker, stay with us, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.